rather than paper and pencil, the tools in this class at the North Central campus of Ivy Tech Community College include tape measurers, hammers, and drills. 16 students, ranging in age from 18 to 76, are working in teams of two, building what resembles the exterior wall of a typical recreational vehicle, or RV. Although it's only day four of the class, instructor Mark Heflinger says the group is catching on quick.
We've got 12 people that have really never done this before. They're coming along pretty well. The RV companies are having a hard time finding people who can do just easy work, motor skills with their hands, use power tools.
Those RV companies rule Elkhart County. 85% of all trailers, campers, and mobile homes built in this country are built right here. It's the biggest industry and therefore the largest employer in the area.
When things are good for the RV industry, it's good for the county.
That's Julie Foster, the president of Ivy Tech's North Central campus. She says training programs like this one are exactly what community colleges are for, helping local businesses develop their workforce.
We're here because the community sees a need for advanced training beyond the secondary level. It doesn't do us any good to create a program where there's not a need for it in the community, where students can't go and get a job.
And jobs are what students come to Ivy Tech looking for. Students like 26-year-old Brittany Wade.
Just got out of prison in January, and I want to learn some skills to help me get a job because it's a lot harder when you have felonies. Figured I'd give it a shot. $50 to learn some skills isn't too bad.
That's all it takes for this program. $50 and 40 hours of training gets you certified as an RV industry production associate. It's a deal Ivy Tech worked out with three local RV companies, who say they need workers fast. Jeff Pittman directs HR for one of those companies, Lippert Components.
You'd be crazy not to at least try it. And, you know, hopefully we can show that it's successful, and maybe we'll get some other, you know, schools such as Ivy Tech that want to try to partner and do the same thing for their students.
This is exactly the type of partnership President Obama touted when he visited Ivy Tech's campus in Indianapolis last week.
One thing that we do have to think about, and this is where the community colleges can be an outstanding bridge, is making sure that we're reaching out to businesses and finding out what do they need for the positions that they're hiring, and having those businesses help community colleges design training programs and departments to serve those needs.
The program that they have set up looks like something that's, you know, going to be helpful for us in finding people that have at least some prior training, some knowledge of the RV industry, know what they're getting into.
But knowledge isn't the first thing Pittman says he looks for in an employee.
The main thing is, are they going to show up every day? Look for people that are going to show up, that have a good work ethic, that can, you know, work as part of a team. Again, are you adaptable?
In between sawing wooden planks and assembling parts, students are honing these types of soft skills during class.
Okay. Well, it can be you and the two Justins, and the four of us can put in the other walls.
The hope is to expand this program to service other local RV companies, and ultimately, to drum up enough support to build a workforce training center on campus. That way, Ivy Tech can expand into more industries with the help of other community partners. That's something else the Obama administration wants. In his budget request to Congress last week, the president asked for money to create 100 new job centers around the country. Their focus would be to help people gain the skills to work in fields with growing numbers of middle-class jobs, like energy, IT, and advanced manufacturing. Brittany Wade says she's excited to translate what she's learning into a job. The certificate she'll get when her session of the RV program ends this week will help keep her on her feet.
I'm restarting. I have a very strong support system, and I don't want my mom to have to support me for the rest of my life.
Wade says she's confident she could walk into any local RV company next week and land a job. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.